this is David Redstone from Baltimore. Would you like to say anything about your speech?
What's your name?
David Redstone.
This is David Redstone.
Thank you.
David will play a little bit, and then we're going to begin to do some poems with Kabir. Kabir is a poet from the North Indian religious revival of the 13th and 14th centuries. And he's still considered to be the greatest religious poet of India. I beg your pardon? Oh, is there one for me? Oh, good. How many of you in this room have heard any poems of Kabir? He was found on the streets apparently as an infant, probably from Hindu parents, and was brought up by a Muslim couple who knew probably the poems of Rumi that we're going to read in the second half. And the story that's told about him is that he studied with the Muslim holy men who were very great. But there was a Hindu holy man called Ramananda, the joy of the god in the stomach, Ramananda. And he knew where, he went to Ramananda and said, "Would you initiate me?" And he said, "No, you're a Muslim." So he went to the temple where Ramananda meditated every morning. And Ramananda meditated there and came out of the temple about 5 in the morning. So Kabir, who was about 16, lay on the stone steps. And Ramananda came down and stepped on his body and jumped into the air and said, "Rama!" And Kabir said, "You spoke the name of God in my presence, you initiated me. I'm your student." And Ramananda said, "This is a good kid." So he became initiated then both into the Muslim and the Hindu meditations. And then he was a weaver by trade, was married, and then he began to do these incredible poems. And they were all, of course, sung. So you're not going to get that, but you're going to get the music, roughly the mood of the same period. And he himself made fun of both the Muslims and the Hindus. He had a guru, but a very intense one. And at his funeral, he lived to be about 120. And at his funeral, they were very worried that the Muslims would come and tear off an arm and the Hindus would come and tear off an arm. Because by that time, they all liked him. He lived long enough. So when the story was that when they all opened the coffin, there was nothing there but a mass of white flowers, and his disciples said, "Go ahead and take all you want." That's the story that's told about his funeral. Thank you. When my friend is away from me, I am depressed. Nothing in the daylight delights me. Sleep at night gives no rest. Who can I tell about this? The night is dark and long. Hours go by. Because I'm alone, I sit up suddenly. Fear goes through me. The night is dark and long. Hours go by. Because I'm alone, I sit up suddenly. Fear goes through me. Kabir says, "Listen, my friend. There is one thing in the world that satisfies, and that is a visit from the guest. '60s, when everyone would always sign their letters love. Total strangers would write to me, you know. Love, yes. Always thought Kabir's time too. And he has this little comment on it. Oh friend, I love you. Think this over carefully. If you are in love, then why are you asleep? Think this over carefully. If you are in love, then why are you asleep? If you have found him, give yourself to him. Take him. Why do you lose track of him again and again? If you're about to fall into heavy sleep anyway, why waste time smoothing the bed and arranging the pillows? If you're about to fall into heavy sleep anyway, why waste time smoothing the bed and arranging the pillows? Kabir will tell you the truth. This is what love is like. Suppose you had to cut off your head and give it to someone else. What difference would it make? Is here the last one? And this is an oral tradition, so the poet mentions his name in the last couple lines to identify the poem. Kabir will tell you the truth. This is what love is like. Suppose you had to cut off your hand and give it to someone else. What difference would it make? Are you ready for another one? Students, do the simple purification. Students, do the simple purification. You know that the seed is inside the horse chestnut tree. And inside that seed, there are the blossoms of the tree and the chestnuts. And the shade. So, inside the human body, there's a seed. And inside that seed, there's the human body again. Fire, air, earth, water, and space. If you don't want the secret one, you can't have these either. Did you get that one? Fire, air, earth, water, and space. If you don't want the secret one, you can't have these either. Famous case of a Pentagon person looking at the sunset and he says it looks like a postcard, you know? Fire, air, earth, water, and space. If you don't want the secret one, You can't have these either. Thinkers, listen. Tell me. What do you know of that is not inside the soul? Thinkers, listen, tell me. What do you know of that is not inside the soul? Take a pitcher full of water and set it down on the water. Now it has water inside and water outside. Now it has water inside and water outside. We mustn't give it a name, lest silly people start talking again about the body and the soul. We mustn't give it a name, lest silly people start talking again about the body and the soul. If you want the truth, I'll tell you the truth. Listen to the secret sound, the real sound, which is inside you. Listen to the real sound, the secret sound, which is inside you. The one no one speaks of, says the secret sound to himself. And he's the one who made it all. Can you hear us both all right? The balance is okay. Can you hear it in here? You know, in Muslim countries, they have a man who calls from a high tower to God. I often thought how much better Grand Forks would be if they did that. But Kabir has a comment on that. He has a comment on everything. Here's his comment on that. I don't know what sort of God we've been talking about. I don't know what sort of God we've been talking about. The caller calls in a loud voice to the Holy One at dusk. Why? I don't get it. Surely the Holy One is not deaf. He hears the delicate anklets that ring on the feet of an insect as it walks. It's like Whitman that line. He hears the delicate anklets that ring on the feet of an insect as it walks. Go over and over your beads. Paint weird designs in your forehead. Wear your hair matted, long, and ostentatious. But when inside you there's a loaded gun, how can you have God? I did the translation during the 60s. Go over and over your beads. Paint weird designs on your forehead. Wear your hair matted, long, and ostentatious. But when inside you, there's a loaded gun, how can you have God? Remember the Catholic priest that used to bless tanks when they went to Vietnam? Does anyone have a favorite poem or Kabir you'd like us to do? What? I'm sorry, what did you say, Irene? What? Okay, the clay jug. Oh, wow. Okay, we'll do those two. Okay, we'll do three more. We'll do those three, and then he'll retune, and we'll move to Rumi. India at that time, and still, now, can use the word inside with great power. Jung mentioned that we are so extroverted that we imagine God as being thousands of miles away. So our own body decays, disintegrates, like our cities. Here's Kabir's poem. It was my daughter's favorite poem when she was 14. When I asked her what she wanted for her birthday, she wanted me to write this poem on a piece of wood and decorate it and give it to her. And I did. I went to see her in her college room, and there it was, boom, right above her desk. Are you ready, David? Inside this clay jug, there are canyons and pine mountains. And the maker of canyons and pine mountains are those lines clear? All seven oceans are inside, and hundreds of millions of stars. The acid that tests gold is here. And the one who judges jewels also, the music that comes from the string inside the human body, even though no fingers are touching those strings. Kabir heard music coming from his own body. Also, the music that comes from the strings inside the human chest. Even though no one is touching those strings. If you want the truth, I'll tell you the truth. Friend, listen. The God whom I love is inside. Inside is the acid that says gold. You don't have to ask others if your experiences are authentic. Also, the music that comes from the strings inside the human body, even though no one is touching those strings. Also, the source of all water. Kabir says, if you want the truth, I'll tell you the truth. Friend, listen. The God whom I love is inside. You want the hunt, a wanting creature, bird? You notice a little bit of the wild man in this one. The Hindus say a lot about someone inside of us who's always greedy and wants something. Same one that makes a ball of television as Buddhism. Same one who listens to them without shooting the television set. There was a kid in our town who was only 16 years old. Someone having on television, they just got the set. And somebody was hurting someone else, he took a gun and shot it. They're not there, really. This is about the wanting creature. Are you ready? Yes? I said to this wanting creature inside of me, what is this river you want to cross? What is this river you want to cross? There are no travelers on the river road, and there's no road. Do you see anyone moving about on that bank or resting? There's no river at all. And no boat. And no boatman. And there's no tow rope either. And there's no one to pull it. And there's no ground, no sky, no time, no bank and no ford. Also, there's no body and no mind. Give that a little sequence. Also, there's no body and no mind. Do you believe there is some place where your soul will be less thirsty? Do you believe there is some place where your soul will be less thirsty? In that great absence, you will find nothing. Be strong then, and enter into your own body. Be strong then, and enter into your own body. There you will find a solid place for your feet. Think about it carefully. Don't go off somewhere else. This is all the spiritual fight. Think about it carefully. Don't go off somewhere else. Kabir says this. Just throw away all thoughts of imaginary things and stand firm in that which you are. Another one about Moisha. When I was with the women today, I read them this poem, which touches on the man and the woman inside. And the old tradition is, it's a strange tradition, that with the one who is the same sex as you, if you're male, if you're male, you get along in the world and you do things. But religion enters through the other side. For a man, religion enters through the woman in him. For a woman, religion enters through the man in her. That's what's said. That's why it's important not to slander the other sex. This is Kabir speaking now. This is the last poem we'll do of Kabir. The woman who is separated from her lover spins as a spinning wheel. And the Baghdad of the body rises with its towers and gates. Inside the body, the palace of intelligence has been built. And the wheel of ecstatic love turns around in the sky. And the spinning seat is made from the sapphire of work and study. And the spinning seat is made from the sapphire of work and study. This woman weaves threads that are subtle, and the intensity of her praise make them fine. This woman weaves threads that are subtle, and the intensity of her praise make them fine. Kabir says, I am that woman. Kabir says, I am that woman. I weave the linen of day and night. And when my lover comes, God is not imagined as Jehovah, but as a lover. And when my lover comes, and I feel his feet. And when my lover comes, and I feel his feet, the gift I will have for him here. Good to hear the music with it, doesn't it? And you have to imagine that these are all sung originally with this music. So Beth asked me to do one poem of Mirabai, and she is the great woman poet of about the same time. And maybe I should do that one now, should I? Are you retuned already? I'll just say a few words about Mirabai. we could spend a long time in Mumbai, but we'll do one poem with her. She was married and belonged to a strong Indian family. When she was about 25, her husband was killed in a war, and she decided to go inside. So she got a hold of some old holy men, and they taught her to meditate. And then she began to write the poems and compose the music for them, and then dance them. She went from village to village dancing her poems. The family did not think this was funny at all. An Indian woman is not supposed to leave the compound no matter what happens. No, there were no children, but she was not to leave the compound. So her brother-in-law, Rana, sent her some poison once, said, "A little present for you, Mirabai." And she mentions it in her poems, "I spoke the holy name in my heart, I drank it, it tasted fine." Woman is not easy to push around. And then he sent her a poisonous snake. And she mentioned that twice in her poems. "I put the poisonous snake around my hair, around my neck. I spoke the holy name in my heart. I sent him a note saying he always had good taste in jewelry." And so people went to her and they said, "Mirabai, what have you done? You gave up your family and your money and all of that, and what did you give? Just a little ecstasy." They said, "Tell them that the soldier bill of goods." So she answered that in this poem, which I'll give you. "I heard about her when I was doing the work with Kabir. And then I went to that wonderful South Asian language department at the University of Chicago, and I asked them for literals of Mirabai, and they gave them to me, and I worked out these poems, this poem." Mirabai is still sung all over India. She made up a separate tune for each line. So the singer will sing the line as many times as he or she chooses. It could take a whole half an hour to sing a single five-line poem of Mirabai. The one she loved was Krishna, who was always painted as having a purple or dark face. So she calls him the Dark One. "My friend, it's true, I went to the market and I bought the Dark One. You say by night, I say by day. Actually, I was beating a drum all the time I was buying him. It's true, I went to the market and I bought the Dark One. You say by night, I say by day. Actually, I was beating a drum all the time I was buying him. You say I paid too much. I say too little. Actually, I put him on the scale before I bought him. You say I paid too much. I say too little. It's true, I went to the market and I bought the Dark One. You say by night. I say by day. You say I paid too much. I say too little. What I paid was my family body, in my town body, in my social body, and all my inherited jewels. You see, I paid too much. I say, too little. It's true, I went to the market and I bought the dark one. You say by night, I say by day. You say I paid too much, I say too little. What I paid was my social body, and my town body, and my family body, and all my inherited jewels. The dark one is my husband now. The dark one is my husband now. The dark one is my husband now. You say I paid too much. I say too little. The dark one is my husband now. Be with me when I lie down. Be with me when I lie down. You promised me this in an earlier life. Can you feel her? Are you getting tired? 11:05. We started about 15:15. Did we? We'll go another 20 minutes if that's all right with you. We'll move to Rumi now, who's probably the master of Kabir. Rumi is 1206 to 1273. Has the same quality, religious poetry that's funny, unheard of in Christianity. Religious poetry that's sarcastic. You want to say anything to me? I can't see you tonight. Only in the first few rows. This is very good. What? You do? Where did you get such a strange idea? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yeah, let's not do that. You'll be reborn as a firefly or something.